Life is images of the mind expressed. I love that line. This is a line from a book I read years ago entitled A Happy Pocket Full of Money by David Cameron Gikandi. Little quantum musings on this thing called life. And there's a whole section about how our imagination, the images that we hold, shape and shift our lives. Now, this isn't anything new. We've all heard about visualization. We've done our little vision boards and these different things that have been part of our attempts to manifest a life that works, manifest our goals, our dreams, our highest hopes and ambitions. I mean, books came out in the turn of the century in the early 1900s, As a Man Thinketh, The Science of Getting Rich. I mean, all of these things have been brought to our attention. How it is that we can utilize our imagination, hold images within our minds, sprinkle upon them emotional energy, and therefore project them out into this field of energy that's always more than willing to mirror back what it is that we're projecting into the space, whether individually or collectively. So as we come to this time of year, we start thinking about 2024. What do we want to create? What do you want to create? What do you want to manifest? What do you want to step into? And I want to share a piece, of course, but also some mindsets to really help you to optimize not only what you're creating in your life, but also what you are projecting and creating out into the world. So with that being said, number one, you've really got to be very mindful of what it is you're feeding your mind with. What kind of TV are you watching? How much news are you engaging in? How much are you watching of gloom and doom? You know, the war in the Ukraine, Middle East unrest, inflation, economic downturn, Republican versus Democrat division. Oh, let's get into race and all these different things that create images within our minds, and they create an emotional response. So what are we projecting and creating out into the world? More of that which we don't want. Now, I go this route because almost 20 years ago, Dr. Jones, the scientist that discovered the energy in my music, took me out to lunch one day, totally blew my freaking mind, began to change my whole paradigm of how I viewed life. But he told me one thing, and I thought he was absolutely crazy at the time. He said, we are being manipulated to create our current reality. He said, humanity has been blessed with the ability to command matter and energy through the images of the mind that we hold and the emotional responses that we tie into them. He said, we get fed fear, mayhem, division, unrest. That's all the media focuses upon. So what do we project and create in our lives? And he ended the comment with this. We are being manipulated to create a world that we're experiencing today, a world that doesn't work, a world of hate and division. He said, we need to realize that power and quit feeding our mind those negative images. So this holiday season, as we move into the next year, start unplugging yourself from media sources that are projecting gloom and doom, movies about the end of the world and cyber attacks and all these different things. I don't want to create that reality. I don't know about you, but I'm willing to accept my part of the responsibility that together, by holding images in the mind of life working, of love, of connection, of compassion, of understanding, of allowing people to express their points of views and to be able to have discourse and conversation around them. To me, that is the premise for a world that works. That is something that's going to open up to new possibilities. So definitely be mindful of what you're feeding yourself, especially as we're kind of slowed down, we're doing family movie time and stuff this time of year. Feed your mind with images of life working. And remember, your emotions and the feelings, the visions that you hold for what you want to create this next year, it's one thing to see them and look at them on a vision board, but you've got to sprinkle upon the emotion and the feeling as if they already exist. That energy, those emotions, that frequency, that's what communicates to the field, and the field mirrors back. Vision combined with emotion, visualize it, breathe it out, let it go, communicates. Then we watch for the synchronicities. Then we take inspired action. Then we move in the direction of what it is that we're looking to manifest and create. So if I was going to send any type of gift for you this holiday season and wrap it up in a really nice wrapper, was the gift of you are the creator of your life. And the images that you're holding within your mind are shaping and shifting your experience. It reminds me of a piece I read in another book over the years. Boy, I've read a lot of books over the years. But there was this, I just love this too, was that the mind creates the mold in which consciousness fills. I'm trying to remember the name of the book and I totally have a blank. I'll put it in comments when I figure it out. It'll come to me at some point there. But I love that quote. Your mind creates the mold in which consciousness, energy, fills. So the responsibility is really ours. It's yours, it's mine, it's all of ours to make sure that we hold our visions, that we fill our minds with affirmations of love and gratitude and compassion, that we hold on to those images within ourselves, within our own lives, combine it with that emotional energy and frequency, convey it out to the field, detach on how it's going to come back, because it's going to come back in a way totally contrary to your time agenda, how you think it should, and that's part of the mystery of life. So with that being said, this time of year, I want you to take some nice deep breaths, and I want you to just hold the image of one thing that you would love to step into this next year. And just, I'll prompt you through it as we go into this little piece. Let's plant the seeds for what it is that we're looking to grow in this new year ahead. So just take some nice deep breaths. Focusing inwardly. Your visions matter. Take another deep inhale, bringing to mind what it is that you would love to experience this next year. More love, more vibrant health, more prosperity, more expression, whatever that is for you, just breathe it in. Feel the emotion. Realizing and knowing that the images of your mind shape and shift the world around you, your life experience. Just breathing out any doubt. Take another deep breath, let it go, life is images of the mind expressed. So be mindful, no pun intended, of the images that you hold within your mind, that you sprinkle your emotional energy upon. Feed yourself with those positive images of life working, of love, of connection, of compassion, positive affirmations, always feeling the emotion. Look at that vision board, but go beyond looking and feel into it. Feel as if you had that successful business. Feel as if you had that connected relationship. Feel as if you had accomplished and fulfilled your purpose in life. You are the composer and the conductor of your experience. Yes, life will always have its twists and turns and its ups and downs, but that's all part of the experience of this most elaborate game called life that we came here to play. So as we come into this holiday season, as we get ready to end up the year, focus upon the things that you want to bring into your experience. Feed your mind with positive images of life working, and be extra mindful of what it is that you consume. And you'll be amazed at not only what begins to shift in your life, but what begins to shift in the world around you. We are powerful, powerful beyond measure. And yes, sometimes that power scares us, but it's there for us to grasp. It's there for us to begin to utilize to create a life and a world that works. Wishing you the best end of year, holiday season. Sending you good vibes as we continue to move forward into the next chapters of our expression, of our growing, of our evolving, and of our expression. Thank you so much for taking the time to tune in. Have a harmonious day.